This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Eduardo Beltran. How are you, Eduardo?
Very nice, thank you.
Excellent. We're going to be talking a wee bit about Rioja and the different areas of Rioja and some of the rules in Rioja, really.
Uh-huh.
Rioja is quite a big region. Where is it in relation to Spain?
We are in the north of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We are very near of the Ebro River.
Yep. Just geographically, is it? It's north of Madrid.
Yes, it's in the north of Madrid. And very near Bilbao, for example, is another important city in the north of Spain.
Yeah.
And
it's about 4 hours. I drove up from Barcelona.
Yes.
And it took me about 4.5 hours.
We are 500 kilometers, more or less, from Barcelona.
Yep.
And
must mean I was speeding a wee bit.
Yes. It's better if we speak in hours. We are 5 hours away from Barcelona and 3 hours in the north of Madrid, more or less.
3 hours north of Madrid.
Yes.
And
five hours
west of Barcelona.
Yes, this is okay. This is more or less.
Yep. And it's quite high up. It's like I've been in Barcelona for the last couple of days and it was quite warm, even though we're recording this in February, mid-February, and up in Rioja here, it's actually quite cold. How high up are we?
Yes, today we have a very special weather. It's not usual in the last day to have this sensation.
Oh, okay. It's not.
Yes, but the normal is that as you say, we will have more cold than in Barcelona, for example.
Yeah.
We are higher than Barcelona.
How much higher?
500, more or less, 500, 600.
500, 600 meters. Okay. So normally you lose a degree centigrade for every 100 meters, so you're probably about 5 degrees colder than Barcelona, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, roughly, give or take. Yeah.
Yes.
Rioja itself is not just one region. It's actually made up of three regions. What are the three regions in Rioja?
It's the Rioja Baja.
Rioja Baja.
Rioja Alavesa and Rioja Alta.
Okay.
This is the main regions.
Rioja Baja. I've tried a few. When I was in Barcelona, I tried a Rioja Baja and a Rioja Alto. You know, the wines were made purely from those regions. How do the regions change? Because they seem to be quite different wines to me.
I think that the difference is due to a situation. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Yeah.
Due to a situation. Because maybe the most special is the Rioja Alavesa. That it's a way that is very, very well protected with these mountains. We are now in Oyón and we can see a chain of mountains,
mm-hmm,
that protect us from the cold winds that comes from the north of Spain.
Ah, okay, so and cold winds from the north.
And then this part is our vineyard in the Rioja Alavesa, in the way that is between near the village of La Guardia, Oyón, this village,
mm-hmm,
that is where Faustino's roof has his vineyards.
Yep.
It's a way very special. It's a region very special because it's very protected.
Yeah.
By the mountains,
yep,
and has some altitude,
yep, yep,
and has a very special, very wonderful conditions for the to make wine.
Okay, and what's Rioja Baja like?
Rioja Baja has maybe is more sound,
yep,
with less protection,
yep,
is more hot,
yep,
than this way. This,
yeah,
is more or less.
I wasn't quite sure what the climate difference was, but when I tasted the Rioja Baja, I thought it tasted a lot heavier,
yes,
and a lot fuller, and maybe certainly not as much crisp acidity to the wine,
yes,
and maybe even a slightly more cooked than,
yes,
than maybe the Rioja Alavesa.
Yes, and Rioja Alta is more or less more similar with Rioja Alavesa.
Okay.
More or less.
Is it higher or?
Yes, maybe it's some higher.
We were higher.
Yes. But the most
alto means high, doesn't it, in Spanish?
Alto.
What does it mean in Spanish?
Alto.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know, alto, I thought it meant height.
Ah, high is alto. Yes.
It doesn't mean that.
Yes, no, it doesn't mean nothing.
Ah.
And Rioja Baja is maybe the most different.
Oh, okay. And it produces the heavier wines. But do you guys make a wine specifically from Rioja Baja or Rioja Alavesa?
For us, the best region is Rioja Alavesa. It's the region that has the best conditions to make wine, to make excellence wines, to reflect the style of Rioja.
Rioja's got some funny rules about aging wines. You've got the three stars, Crianza, yes. Reserva, yes. And Grand Reserva. There are rules about aging. Do you want to just tell us what they are?
Yes. Crianza is a wine that has been 2 years in the winery.
2 years, yeah.
And at least 12 months in oak.
So 2 years in the winery, 1 year in oak at least.
Yes. Okay. And then you can have your wine 14 months in oak, 10 months in bottle, but yeah. It depends on you. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
But it is. And the Reserva is a wine that has been at least 3 months in winery.
3 months?
Three years.
Three years.
And in this time, at least 12 months in oak. And the Grand Reserva is a wine that has been 5 years, at least 5 years in winery. And in this time, at least 2 years in oak.
I've noticed some Crianzas that I've tried have used American oak, some have used French oak. Is there any rules about what style of oak you're allowed to use?
No, you can use the type of oak that you want. Mm-hmm. The type of oak that you want to use to get the style of wine that you look for. This is the most important.
Do you use the same grapes for the Crianza as the Grand Reserva? How do you differentiate between the wines, you know?
Yes, for the Grand Reserva, we have to use grapes that are going to be in best conditions in a long time. Mm-hmm. Because it's a wine that you are going to consume, to taste later. Sure. Then you have to select more the grapes to elaborate this type of wine. Because it's a wine that is going to be more time in the oak,
yep.
And you know that the oak has very powerful, and then you need a grape with powerful to resist the tine and these type of things.
Yeah, well, wines often lose acidity and tannins as they age. Do you make the wines differently, or do you make them all the same and just pick the wines that's best?
We try to make different styles, mm-hmm. different style because the wines are different. The Crianza is a younger wine with more fruit, with more intense color, and the Grand Reserva is an older wine, more fine, with less fruit, with more oak, more ensemble.
Assembled.
Assembled, more assembled, the Crianza, and these are different wines. And then you need having different styles, and you must have defined before what you want. To keep these wines.
So if you're making a Grand Reserva, you might give it more skin contact and
things like that.
To get more flavors and tannins out of them.
We use different technicals to allow to make these wines.
The other wine that we tried earlier was a Cava.
Uh-huh.
And now most people normally think of Cava coming from Penders near Barcelona. And we've done a couple of shows down there. But we tried your Cava as well. And it tasted a wee bit different to the Penders stuff. Why was Rioja allowed to keep making Cava when a lot of regions in France lost the right to call it Cava?
I don't know exactly, Chris. But this is because of a governmental law that was dated 20 years ago, but I don't know exactly why.
Okay,
but in Spain, you can elaborate cava in Catalonia, in Rioja, I think in Valencia, in Extremadura, in the south, in different regions.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can elaborate, I'll try to explain. For example, here, we are one of the I think that only 3 or 4 wineries can make cava.
Oh, really?
Yes, only. The Dio Cava say that this vineyard is perfect to elaborate, to make cava with these grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Not in any vineyard can sell grapes to make cava.
Oh, okay. So
only in a very specific vineyard
vineyard,
and a very specific wineries.
Oh, okay.
For example, we don't make cava in Marques de Vitoria or in Campillo. We only make cava in Faustino.
Oh, okay. I tried your cava, and the thing I noticed when I was in Pindes trying the cavas were that they didn't have as much acidity as others, whereas your wine had quite a lot more refreshing acidity to the wine. Not a good thing or a bad thing, just I noticed it was a difference. Is that typical of cavas from Rioja?
Yes, the cava that you can find here is maintaining this style.
Yeah.
Maintain this style.
All right. I think we'll wrap it up there, Eduardo. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for you.